Okay, hold on, pause. This is what we're not doing. So every time that he does this, I'm gonna record this. Because that's not okay. The thing is, this is the third time he's done it. This is the third time he's done it. He doesn't want to go with you. So actually show up and do something then with him. Because he does this every time. No, it's not. It ain't because anybody babies him.
Well, as we look at this, we can obviously tell that this is a toxic situation, and it's very unfortunate that the child has to witness these things where the father is coming to pick him up. You see video camera in the back with the baby mother's mother basically egging it on as well, pulling up the camera saying, hey, the baby's crying when you come to pick him up. They are trying to depict and try to manipulate a view for others to feel as if this father is abusing his child, if he's unfit, if he's a deadbeat while he's coming to pick him up. It's so odd that she's saying, and so many other ladies I've seen on the internet saying, that it's a red flag that the child is crying because he is picking him up. This child is only 3 or 4 years old. Of course, the child may cry if he's been with the mother for the last week. And all of a sudden, the father is coming out the blue to pick him up. He may have been comfortable in her arms. You don't know what was going on. So if you've seen that happen in the public where my wife tried to pick up my child out of my arms when she's with me and my child started crying, you would automatically say that, oh, yeah, that's a horrible mother right there. That child is in danger being in that woman's arms because I saw that child cry when she tried to take him away from the father. That makes absolutely no sense. There'll be a really ridiculous assumption to make on anyone, but you're willing to make this assumption when it's a man. It's like you can't win. When you're in your child life, you're going to come up with a problem. When you don't go pick up your child because you don't want to have to deal with the baby mother acting like this, you a deadbeat. And a lot of these situations where the men don't have any type of control because they already know this judicial system is going to be completely against them and pro the woman. This woman is obviously trying to control some type of narrative against her baby father. And we can hear her saying, you know, you need to do more. You need to come do more.
So actually show up and do something then with him. Because he does this every time.
It's like she's trying to say that he should come to her house and do more with the child. Y'all not together no more. Why you want him to come where you at to do anything with his child? He's doing exactly what he need to do, is leaving. So it's really coming off as if this is just a bitter person. They're no longer together. She's no longer getting all the benefits that she did have when they were together. Her prior relationship with Kevin Gates did not work out, unfortunately for her. She changed her whole style. She changed from being a near naked OnlyFans model everywhere she go and social media influencer naked to covering her whole body with the hijab. That lasted maybe 2 or 3 months, and then she converted back to OnlyFans style.
But the truth is, the only guidance is God's guidance. And when you don't live for God, you live for others. My life has been a reflection of that. I've profited off my body, beauty, antics, often drunken, giving myself to the world, hoping for something back, wondering why I'm feeling empty.
That shows you right there that this is some type of imbalance that this young lady has. And a lot of men need to learn from this young man. You came in the league fresh, and she got you early while you was naive and she was older. You were manipulated then, just like she's trying to manipulate the audience right now. And if you listen closely, he said, because y'all baby him up, that's why he's crying. That very may well have something to do with it. A lot of times women can be nurturing. That's them naturally. But sometimes they can go too far. But that's why two parents are important, where that child can have that complete balance, where they can have that amazing nurturing and also that tool from the father to teach them to do things on their own without babying them up, teaching them real life. Like, no one's going to be able to give it something to you all the time. You need to learn your own will, you know, to push forward. A man is good with that, and a woman is good with nurturing. That's why it's important to have both. She's doing all of this in front of the child. He was right there at the door, just looking at her and like, look, you're going to give me his bag? She refuses to give him anything, just commits to keep talking trash, and he walks away. This is toxic behavior.
That's not okay. This is the third time he's done it. He doesn't want to go with you.
You gonna give him his bag and stuff? That's terrible. 3 weeks in a row.
And it's up with me. Just know that it's up.
What'd you say?
I didn't stutter.
I didn't hear you say it again.
Suck my dick.
If you had one, maybe I would. Pussy ass bitch.
Hey, you wish I
was. What the fuck you looking at? Get your bitch ass out my driveway, ho.
You don't pay for shit.
Fuck you. You don't pay for shit either. $170,000 to your hoe, but $11,000 in your son's bank account. $11,000 in your son's bank account, but $170 for that bank. Get out of your car. Get out the car.
Come on. Any person, any parent that's willing to go out of their way to talk bad about another parent in front of the child like this, and in the public, and willing to upload this to the internet for millions to see, they don't see anything wrong with their behavior. So can you imagine what they would say when there's no cameras on? Can you imagine? So that in itself may be the reason why that poor child is crying when the dad comes to try to pick him up, because he's trying to go back and forth to try to get this negative stuff out of his mind that you already implanted. Unfortunately, a lot of mothers choose to do this, to plant negative seeds to their children about their father. Children can be manipulated so easily by their mothers. So easily. And you got to be aware of that. We can tell that evidence is here that this is a strategy that she uses. She's doing it in plain sight, and yet still there's so many on the internet that's making excuses for this type of behavior. So many making excuses, saying, oh yeah, this is a red flag. Oh my goodness, that child don't got no business crying when he's taking the child out of the mother's arms. Does that not seem normal? My child has cried when I pick her up out of her mother's arms. And guess what? My child has cried when her mother tried to pick her out of my arms as well. So does that mean we're both horrible parents? Does that mean our child needs to go to foster home? It shouldn't be in our home. That child is not safe. Realize how ridiculous you people sound when you're talking. It makes absolutely no sense, these type of assumptions that you're making. No sense. What we have evidence of is right in front of us, right there on camera, right there on camera. You drawing speculations, overriding what you see. How are you allowing your speculation to make more sense to you than what you actually literally see? You see her being toxic. You see her not giving him the child's bag to just leave. You see her setting up cameras and saying negative things about him in front of the child. You see that. You see him trying to walk away initially. You see her continue to have pursuit of him and continue to be negative to him. You see her mother saying all of these crazy things. You see this. She's up here talking about your child only got $11,000 in his bank account that you put in there. A father, please tell me any parents out there that feel as if that their 3-year-old child, 4-year-old child has $11,000 that his father gave them, that is a bad thing. How can you put the word only in front of that? And why are you comparing what some grown adult is getting compared to a child? That child got $11,000 in his bank account and getting child support. And you're trying to make it seem as if he's not a good father? You trying to make it seem as if he don't do nothing when you said out your mouth that this is the third week in a row that he came up there to get his child. So he been getting his child. How can you? It's like it's no winning. It's no winning. You a deadbeat when you don't come get your child because you don't want to deal with the drama. And then you don't do enough when you come up there and get the child weekly. How can someone be satisfied? It's clear that your satisfaction is not coming from what he's doing for the child, because he's obviously doing a lot for the child. It's that it looks like you're just bitter because you all are not together. Your mother is bringing up his current girlfriend, what she's getting. Why are you worried about what she's getting? So this is obviously something her and her mother talked about. And if her mother is behaving this way, moving around this way, she got it from her mom. And she studied passing it down because you're acting this way in front of him. And then we see him, what he said. He was wrong for saying what he said, but he didn't say none of that until she kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to make him look some type of way. We got to take self out the picture. If you guys are broke up, please don't make it hard for your child to go see their parent, their other parent, because that role is so important. If the man got custody of the child, that role of the mother is still so important. If the mother got custody of the child, still that role of a father is so important. Don't make your child be unhappy because you are. Please tell me you guys' thoughts on this whole situation. Who was wrong? Comment your thoughts. I'm looking for you guys' input. Just let me know, yo. Until next time, hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.